This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Show that stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. A little shuffling to tell you about. Doug is out today. He's having a little tech problem, but he should be back shortly, maybe even joining us today, if not for sure, back tomorrow in his seat. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. That's the J and the V. We also have Kara Schillen behind the controls at our Uplink studio in Washington, D.C. And ladies, it seems all eyes appear to be on memos. The memo. Now, the Republican memo was, if you haven't heard, the House Intelligence Committee, led by Republican Devin Nunes and Democrat Adam Schiff. On Friday, Devin Nunes released a four-page memo that detailed allegations of abuse against the Department of Justice and the FBI at the highest levels. Not talking about rank-and-file investigators or people that are a part of the department, but we're talking about the James Comey's former FBI director, Andrew McCabe's deputy director of the FBI, Rod Rosenstein at the Department of Justice. All of these names that you still kind of hear that actually over the last year have kind of lost their jobs or are not in their place of business anymore other than Rod Rosenstein at the Justice Department. The Democrats, led by Adam Schiff, have now released their version of their memo that was voted out of the House on Monday and is sitting on President Trump's desk for him to decide whether or not to declassify. This is a 10-page memo. The White House says it has all intention of releasing this information in the, I guess, just for the goal of transparency, if nothing else. And so we can expect to probably see that memo in the next 5 days. Victoria, are you tuned in to get that memo? Are you ready? I've never seen so much excitement about a memo.
I am not tuned in. I've been under the flu rock for the last couple days. I've been hearing bits and pieces about this, but I guess there's two different sides, as there always seems to be with memos. So there's, I guess, the Republican memo came out, and then the Democrats said, well, that's not the whole story, and then that's why they're putting out a rebuttal memo. Is that what we're calling it?
That's right. The rebuttal. Part two, the memo, the sequel. So the memo, the sequel, will probably, it's being looked at because this, their memo, the Democratic memo, is a little longer. It's about 10 pages as opposed to 4 pages on the Republican side. And it has to be checked over by the DOJ and the FBI to discuss any types of redactions. Now, the redactions that were recommended before with the Republican memo were simply names, protecting names of these people involved. But that's not really kind of the point of the memo. The memo is to name names. And so other than that, as long as there are no national security processes mentioned in the Democratic memo, which I've heard there are a few, we probably will see a few redactions made to the Democrats' version of the memo, and that will be available for public consumption. So get ready. We had Memo Gate on Friday. We probably got another Memo Gate coming this Friday.
Yeah. Will it ever end?
It's never going to end. And apparently, really, it's not. Devin Nunes has said he's got about 5 more memos that will be released. The next one talking about some of these allegations against the State Department. So, look, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, at some point you're going to find your person, your candidate, your president, the person that you like on your political team in the crosshairs of something like this. I think it's important if there are injustices going on as part of our democracy, we need to fix those because no doubt tides turn. And I can only hear what the media would sound like if Trump was spying on someone like Cory Booker or Kamala Harris in 2020. This just wouldn't fly. We have to set precedent that this kind of behavior is not accepted as part of who we are as a country. So I am all for it. I say release the Democratic memo, release the Republican memo. Let's see everything. We're the stockholders of this country. We got to see it all and make our own decisions.
I agree. Totally. And it's just, you know, it's, I think that so many people are so overwhelmed and just feel like this never ends. And I hope that this isn't another 3 years of this constant, you know, memo this and memo that. And it just, it seems like, it just feels exhausting. It really does. It doesn't matter what side you're on. It's
feels
exhausting.
Divided. And that is, I think, by design. I think it's people on both the right and the left want to keep people working against each other because then they can continue to secretly get rich we're all distracted with team politics. So, all right. Also in the political sphere, President Trump said a few weeks ago that he would be happy to testify to Robert Mueller. He'd love to sit down with him, have some tea, maybe chat a little bit, maybe have some popcorn. Well, his lawyers have said, maybe not the best idea. They've advised the president against sitting down for a wide-ranging interview with the special counsel. And this is going to be kind of interesting. This will play out in the next month or two because I do believe the Robert Mueller investigation is sort of reaching the end. And the end will be his want and desire to talk with the president about any possible collusion between his campaign or any obstruction of justice charges. What Bob Mueller will have to do, though, is present reasons for Trump to actually sit down with him. There'll have to be enough legal reasons and prodding, basically, for Trump to sit down. If you're advising the president, and this is, again, I don't care if you love the guy or you hate the guy, I think most people, if they were playing lawyer here, would say, Trump is sort of an off-the-cuff speaker. Do we really want him to sit down and maybe fall into a trap that he might find himself falling victim to? He can also testify in writing. This is voluntary testimony. See, what will happen is if Mueller thinks he has enough, then he can go in front of the grand jury and try to subpoena the president, which would force his hand into testifying. And that's the question. Does Mueller have anything? Does he have enough? Does he have enough evidence that a grand jury would say, yes, you can subpoena the president? That's what we have to figure out. I'm sure we're going to get an answer on that in the next month or so. As we continue on the DJV show, McDonald's fries curing all of the world's problems. If you're a bald guy, you're not going to want to miss this. It's 14 minutes past the hour.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. DJV, one more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Is negative content on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, negative articles? Happens a lot. It's not fair, not right. You know what you can do? You go to ReputationDefender.com, help you protect your good name, free consultation at ReputationDefender.com or by calling 855-432-4886. Call right now. Get a free expert reputation analysis. Easy to kill the unfair attacks with their system. Analysis is free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Get rid of the bad stuff and focus on the good stuff so your reputation, your business, your home will be on the right footing. Call now, 855-432-4881, or talk to an analyst at ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
Jimmy, no baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one, for whatever reason life requires you to stay put, hit takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, lock and load, everybody. This is maybe the biggest and best news story of the entire day. McDonald's fries. Can they cure baldness? I know they can cure PMS because they're pretty good around, you know what I'm talking about, ladies. But Japanese scientists have said they may have discovered a cure for baldness, and it lies within a chemical used to make McDonald's fries. A stem cell research team from Yokohama National University used a simple method to regrow hair on mice. These poor mice get used for everything. They use, dimethylpolysiloxin.
That's good. Good job.
Which is a silicone. So this is a little disturbing all in itself. A silicone added to McDonald's fries to stop cooking oil from frothing. Now, preliminary tests indicated that this groundbreaking method was likely to be just as successful when transferred to human skin cells. The breakthrough came from scientists successfully mass-produced hair follicle germs, HFG, which were created for the first time ever in this way. HFGs are cells that drive follicle development and are considered the holy grail in hair loss research. Now, the scientists said use of silicone was crucial to the advancement, and they believed that they could use the discovery to treat male pattern baldness. McDonald's not commented on the fact that their french fries make rats grow hair or the publication of the study. But if you're a bald guy out there, pretty exciting day. Head out that, hit the drive-thru later on, right?
It is disturbing, and I do love McDonald's fries, more than any other fast food fries. I love McDonald's. But I had no idea there's silicone in, coating the fries.
So does that mean if you eat it, it's only going to make hair grow on the outside, or are we all, growing hair on the inside of our body where it, touches everything?
That's a new shave market. Get your stomach shaved.
Wow.
Yeah, it is a little disturbing because, you take this risk whenever you go out. This is not just a problem unique to McDonald's. When you're not controlling what is on your potato that you're cutting and making into a french fry, this is the kind of stuff that just restaurants do for ease, for preventing their oil from getting frothy. I mean, who even knew that that was a big problem? Apparently it is. And so they use these little tricks, and silicone happens to be one of them. This is a story that makes you go, ugh, and smile all at the same time, because all guys are happy. This is the easiest medication ever is McDonald's fries, although you may lose some of the sexy factor if you're overdoing the McDonald's fries, even though you got a full head of hair.
And I'm sure that the message is not take fries and rub them on your head. That's probably not the message. But, you never know. Someone might try that. If your husband smells like french fries, all of a sudden you'll know why.
Maybe that's the new YouTube trend. Get rid of Tide Pods, bring in french fry rubbing. Probably better for you.
Maybe
than
a little
Pods.
Safer. That's right. Also being reported today in the Daily Mail, meditation. Doesn't make you a calmer person. Apparently, it leaves people just as aggressive and prejudiced, according to a new study.
I agree with that.
Maybe stop the meditation and eat the french fries. That could be it. This new scientific study says that that Buddhist practice does not make you more compassionate, doesn't make you less aggressive, it doesn't make you less prejudiced. In fact, it's been touted for decades as being able to make the world a better place. And they say, well, it may make you feel better. It really has no long-lasting effect.
That's a bummer. I've tried meditation so many times, but I end up just frustrated because I can't do it.
I can't
empty my mind. Deepak Chopra makes it look so easy. You'll know if you have a thought bubble that floats into your mind, push it aside. Okay.
And
sure.
Deepak's throwing something because obviously the survey says it doesn't work. I think the one thing that meditation is good for is deep breathing is good for you. Taking a few minutes to take some deep breaths. Every doctor will tell you that's great for blood pressure and for stress and for all of that, kind of grounding yourself. And so I do believe if you can actually get some deep breaths in, whether you're able to put yourself into a full meditative state or not is probably great for you. But the fact that you can transform yourself to from a violent person to some peace-loving Buddha is probably not a little overdone.
Yeah.
All right, so McDonald's fries, yes. Meditation, no. There you have it. It is 21 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The hour. It is the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out today. Jen, Victoria, Kara are at the controls and are your lovable hosts for the day to navigate you through the waters. Okay, I'm enough. It's enough. House of Cards. So this theme is from the Netflix series that is so super popular. It is a great, great show. And, of course, it's had to do a bit of recasting with this controversy and allegations against Kevin Spacey. He was fired from the program, and Netflix is now saying they're going to not give up the show. In fact, they're going to rebuild their House of Cards. They've added Diane Lane and Greg Kinnear to the cast as production resumes on the 6th and the final season. Both of them will play siblings in the revamped series, but it's not clear how the characters will yet be connected to Robin Wright's character, Claire Underwood, who was Kevin Spacey's wife on the show. She's going to become the center of the series without Kevin Spacey's murderous president, Frank Underwood. Since the firing of Kevin Spacey, Netflix used the show's hiatus to allow producers to retool the final season without Frank Underwood in the picture. I'm loving this idea. First of all, I love that Robin Wright slash the pen, mm-hmm. has really taken control of her destiny. You know, we hear a lot of women who do a lot of rallying and they do a lot of talking, but Robin Wright is one who actually went to Netflix. She went to the series creators and she said, I should be paid on par with Kevin Spacey because we are both the leads in this series and I work just as hard as he does.
Yep.
And she got the money. And now that Kevin Spacey has run into these problems or is actually having to live up to some of these allegations and answer to them, she's there, and she's going to finish the series, and they're not scrapping it like you would see almost every other production do when their star was compromised.
Mm-hmm.
I applaud her because she's actually doing it. It's what I rally against. Instead of just talking about something or wearing a pin or wearing a color, well, that raises awareness. She's actually walking the walk and talking the talk.
Yeah. And it's also a credit to Netflix for recognizing
Definitely. That,
you know, that because I've tried to fight this fight for equal pay in doing the same job as a male co-host in two different jobs, and it didn't work. So I give Netflix a lot of credit because they actually did pony up the money.
Sure.
And you can go and you know, you can fight the fight for years. And if the boss doesn't cut you the check, then, you know, you're still kind of in the same position.
Okay, 26 past the hour. Musically speaking, in this hour, Ed Sheeran. is in the spotlight. He's adding more stadium dates to his tour, Kara. So if you're a Shirio,
Kara's a
Shirio to Shirios, you have another chance at scoring tickets to see him in concert before he kicks off his 2018 stadium tour. He added a final round of shows to his North American tour, set to kick off in Pasadena in August, and then it'll go until November, ending in Atlanta. It's in support of his third studio album called Divide, which will include stops in San Francisco and Detroit, Pittsburgh, Chicago, Nashville, Milwaukee, Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. And if you want to register for the pre-sale, which is always a scam, I try to do that for one of those Bruce Springsteen things. It's a damnable scam. But listen, if you're lucky, maybe you might hit it like the lottery. It's about as much of a chance to win as you do winning the lottery.
I've always been successful, but maybe that's just
Have you?
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, you're a big fan. Good. I hope you have good luck. Did you buy tickets for this tour?
Probably not. I saw him a few months ago, so I don't normally see him tour the same album twice. But we'll see. Maybe I'll change my mind.
Yeah. Well, idea here is that this is a fella has a lot of talent and a big fan base. And so he's taking advantage of it. How old is he? 28, 29? How old is he?
He's 26.
26.
He'll probably be 27 this year, I think.
Right. He and Taylor Swift. Oof. All right. Good luck to him. 28 minutes after the hour now on the DJV show. Don't talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit Grasshopper.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease, if on the rise, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, 34 after the hour, this is the DJV show. Hi, here, happy to talk about what's going on in the world, what's going on in our country, what's going on around the corner. SpaceX, one of the exciting new companies. Victoria likes to talk about space stuff, not as much as I do.
No, but you'll be surprised. This one, I was glued to the screen.
Really?
So, as
you were watching it, what were you thinking? By the way, the story is SpaceX has launched what they call Falcon Heavy, which is the most powerful rocket that's ever been set up into space. So what is it that you were feeling? The flight took place on Tuesday in the afternoon, Kennedy Space Center, where all this stuff happens. So what, as you watch this go up, what were you thinking?
Well, I like to see a launch. That's always kind of cool.
So this fabulous.
The shape of this rocket is very, it looks like something from Star Trek or Star Wars. It has a very futuristic, funky kind of look to it. So that was kind of cool. 3 million people watched this stream live, which was also, you know, it didn't really get a whole lot of press beforehand, but it really had a social media following. And then the cool thing is, for the first time ever, 2.5 minutes after the launch, the two side boosters came back down and landed in perfect unison without
on
a hitch.
Their own.
And that's never happened before.
Well, that's been practiced before trying to get them onto barges and get them onto land because they're very expensive. What we've done, or at least what we used to do when it came to the, when we were sending the shuttles up, they would have these boosters on the side because they need the extra, they need the fuel to get them up above gravity. And there are two things that are different here about this, Victoria. One of them is, as you just suggested, they figured out how to use the technology to bring them back to Earth and be able to reuse them. Now,
it was like a well-choreographed dance.
Yes.
It was really incredible.
Right. And I think that's what is attracting people to this. It is a nice cooperative adventure going with private money into the usage of our federal, NASA is a government, it's a facility that has been built or was built to get men into space. And now it's being used for lots of other things on the private side, which is appropriate because they all have to pay a big fee. I think it's, I don't know how much it is, $300,000 to launch one of these things. You got to pay NASA to get it out there.
I would think it'd be more than that.
Maybe it is more than that. One of the other things, not only have they perfected bringing the rockets back, and is that what I started to say with the shuttle, the rockets fell off to the side. The shuttles went up and landed in the ocean, and then they have to send a crew out to pick them up. In this circumstance, they save all of that. The other thing that they're doing, which I believe, I don't know if I would call it different, but the mix of fuel is different than what had been used before. They've always used liquid oxygen and nitrogen and that sort of thing, but now they're adding kerosene because it burns warmer. Kerosene is something we can have. You have a kerosene stove at home. You can burn kerosene in your diesel engines, that sort of stuff. It's a finer... Kerosene is sort of a bridge between diesel and gasoline. Say again?
Isn't that more volatile?
Kerosene, yeah, that's why they're using it. It's very explosive. Oh. Yeah, yeah, it's not as explosive as gasoline. You couldn't use gasoline in these, but they mix a little kerosene in it so it'll burn faster and hotter, and it'll give them more thrust. This thing has 5 million pounds of thrust. You can't even believe you can't imagine how much power is required to get these things up out of gravity off the planet. But then when you think these things are going up faster, if you ever were lucky enough to be at one of the launches, I was at 4 shuttle launches over the time that my friend Jay Honeycutt was running the Space Center. And in having that opportunity, I really get to learn a lot about how the equipment actually works and how they make, it was just great to have the exposure and the access to some of these people and to learn as much, because it's a fascinating thing. And I know that your eyes glaze over, your ears glaze over.
No, but when I talk about this. One of the powers of Elon Musk, though. And so part two, besides this well-orchestrated launch, part two that has the internet completely glued, and this was a live stream that you can still go and see on SpaceX.com, he sent his own Tesla Roadster into space. It's his red Tesla, and it has a camera in it with a dummy wearing a spacesuit, and it's a convertible. And this is now, and it's blasting David Bowie's Space Oddity on a continuous, never-ending loop, and now he has launched his own Roadster into this orbit, and it's going to stay up there for years and years and years. And so that's the cool part. That's where Elon Musk adds in the showmanship.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's where he adds in, like, he makes it so intriguing and so cool. And he was actually, he was on Twitter, he was really involved with the launch and everything, and he was asked why did he want to get rid of his $100,000 Tesla, and he said, "I love the thought of a car drifting endlessly through space and perhaps being discovered by an alien race millions of years in the future." So you can go online and you can actually see the spaceman driving the Tesla through space. It's very, very cool. It's never been done before. It's awesome.
Good promotion is not lost on him. He really gets it. He understands what it is that's going to attract an audience.
Hey,
and that's
where
he gets his investors.
If he can turn me into a space fan, there you go. There you go.
I can't. He can, but I can't. It seems to be. All right, back on Earth. With other transportation news, the continuing investigation into that Amtrak train crash earlier this week, the engineer told the conductor, interestingly enough, that he feared for his life on this route from time to time. I thought that was pretty interesting. His brother.
Is this the South Carolina one?
Yeah, right.
Unfortunately, where there's so many we need to distinguish.
Right, yeah, yeah.
There's another one that just happened at Penn Station, too.
Yeah, well, there's all that activity in Penn Station. They're rebuilding underground there. There's all kinds of things. You go in there, and you actually, if you can see through the windows of the train when you go into the station, there's all kinds of, I mean, there's so many tracks. There are 100 different combinations of track in Penn Station. And, you know, if you ever go in there and you're getting on a train, there are at least 12 trains lined up to be boarded at the same time. And they're going in both directions. They're going into the station, out of the station, north, south. And so in you look at this circumstance where it's clear, at least to me as an observer, that somebody was literally asleep at the switch. They didn't move. The Amtrak train was supposed to move over. This is a three-track array at this particular location. So there is one in northerly direction, one in the southerly direction, and then there is an extra set of tracks for a train to be on the sideline. So the train here was on the side track. The locomotive and, I don't know, about 100 cars looked like it was pulling automobiles, this particular freight train. And so this other, the Amtrak train's coming down the track, and, you know, there's no place for it to go. And they realized that this is in the middle of the night, so it's not like you could see what was going on until they were on top of it. And then they knew. It was, I mean, I can't imagine. Can you imagine what's going on in somebody's mind when you see that and you know you're going to get killed?
Well, yeah, it said that he was honking at it or whatever they do on the train. And
blasting.
Yeah, yelling, and it just, I mean, breaking as hard as he could, and obviously it wasn't hard enough. It's
not
too
enough.
Late, but
no. And wasn't there another story of a yesterday? It seems to me, the day before, one day this week, one of the Amtrak train, one of the fast trains, the Acela's, on its way from Washington to Boston, the car split apart.
Yes,
in Maryland someplace, and you got to wonder about. I mean, accidents happen. No question about that. But what about maintenance? What about supervision? And the problem is you never seem to hear the end. The reason I brought this up is because I want to know, really, what happened here. I'd like to know with all of them, but it was pretty clear what happened to that train that was going 90 miles an hour between Portland and Seattle. That was a no-brainer. You could figure that one out. Mm. But I want to know what happened here. Speculation on the switch, yes. And then, yeah, what happened? Mostly because, well, I want to know, but a lot of government money goes into Amtrak, and so if we're spending money to supposedly provide a good, safe product, and all these things are going on, it looks to me again, once again, like the government is screwing things up because of their inability to do stuff the right way. And I know that I sound like a consistent beater, if that's what it is. I'm a critic. But it's unnecessary. I don't see how, if people are doing their jobs, you wouldn't survive in the public, in the private sector, letting stuff like this happen. You wouldn't. It would not be possible for people who somehow or other screw up this badly to keep their jobs. And you always wonder what happens. They're reassigned or, you know, they never really get flushed out unless it's so obvious that they have to get flushed out. But, it's, I don't know, it just seems like such a waste. You look at the debris on the track, you think about the human condition, the waste of, you know, I'll use this analogy from the other day when I was talking about traffic on the 405 or any accidents anywhere. They were huge because of the weather in New England this week, especially southern New England. There were a lot of accidents on some of the major highways, more than I can usually remember. They had a 5-car pileup in the snow the other day on the Mass Turnpike. So it closed down one whole section of the Mass Pike. That just doesn't happen. But it is because people are more selfish. They're self-centered. They're thinking about themselves. They're playing with their damn iPhone. Whatever it is that goes on, they drive too fast in the snow. And the selfishness that never is taken into consideration. These people or the insurance companies should be charged for the negligence that goes on, and the number of people who sit, thousands, sometimes tens of thousands of people, and hour after hour they spend sitting in their cars. So there's production that is wasted, people's time is wasted, The amount of fuel that's burned by people sitting in their cars, it goes up literally in smoke. All of these things, I think, the insurance company for the perpetrator of these accidents needs to be held responsible. The amount of time that people spend in traffic, and then when they're held up because of people's selfishness, bad driving, not paying attention to driving, I think is something that insurance, we should pass a law to require insurance companies to pay people for their time. And really?
I wish you luck in that endeavor.
I hope you will always wish me luck, Kara. It is now 11 minutes before the hour here on the DJV show. MyPillow.com is bringing back their best offer ever. Buy one MyPillow and get one free. If you're struggling to get a good night's rest, if you toss around all night long, find yourself with a MyPillow, and the stuffing and the piling in your pillow will go away because MyPillow stays cool and in place. You adjust it when you go to sleep, and it stays there all night long, giving your head and your neck full support. It's like no other pillow. You fall asleep better, you stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed. There's a 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and pay for one MyPillow, a premium pillow, and get a free premium pillow with the deal. So you buy one at the regular price, get one free, two for the price of one, and enjoy that 60-day money-back guarantee. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Could your company use a bit of smart marketing? Is it a challenge keeping your social media up to date, or is it time to launch that new ad campaign? Maybe your promotional material needs a facelift. Relax, help's on the way. Go to promarketingsupport.com. That's promarketingsupport.com. Their U.S.-based marketing experts are ready and able to serve as an extension of your own team, whether it's customer newsletters, advertising, sales collateral, latest digital marketing strategies. The pros have it. Promarketingsupport.com. If you need to outsource a single project or an entire marketing function, go to promarketingsupport.com. Check it out. Promarketingsupport.com. No obligation quote for your next project or long-term goal. See how the pros help you. Help your business grow. Promarketingsupport.com. That's promarketingsupport.com.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
Jimmy, no baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one, for whatever reason life requires you to stay put, get takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Clyde Yancey is with us now. He is the chief of cardiology at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine, associate director of the Blum Cardiovascular Institute at Northwestern, past president of the American Heart Association. Those are some pretty strong credentials as we hold our attention on February being Heart Month and the whole story about heart disease, what people don't know. Some of this stuff, Dr. Yancey, seems so much common sense, and yet people don't seem to have common sense. You know, you look at, I don't know if you know Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who practices in Florida, a highly thought of cardiological expert. He calls himself a preventive cardiologist. He's my, and I happen to be, I just spent 8.5 hours in his office yesterday. So this is a great conversation for me because of a focus on the things that we all need to do to prevent or lower our risk for heart disease. And some of it, as I say, is common sense. What about the approach that you have is not common sense? What do you think people would be astounded to know about how easy it may be to keep them from suffering from a heart attack or heart failure or something like that?
It is almost pedestrian knowledge. It's something that everyone has heard, but what we do differently is frame the information in a way that it's not been framed before. Almost without fail, everyone thinks about not smoking and reducing weight and having a heart healthy diet as something that's unpleasant, untoward, and you're doing it simply to prevent the inevitability of heart disease. Nobody wants to sign up for that. But when you recognize that adopting these healthier strategies allows you to live longer, happier, with more quality of life, that begins to reframe the conversation. When you realize that being able to be active longer, being able to be employed longer, more robustly, being able to engage with your significant other and others, your grandchildren, your best friends, being able to do activities, that reframes the whole thing. So what we try to do is to approach lifestyle not as some obligatory discussion, but as the real recipe, not only to prevent heart disease and stroke, but really to enjoy a very different life and living experience. I think the mentality of our society is that we all want to do better, feel better, live longer, be happier. And then all of a sudden heart disease shows up and there's nothing happy about that. But when you can reframe these lifestyle issues, it puts a different level of importance. It makes it more palatable.
All right, let's talk about technology and some of the promising new digital aspects of understanding, discovering heart disease, treating it, that sort of thing. I know there's a lot in development stages. What can you tell us?
So we're really excited that we are at the dawn of this new digital age in health care and in health risk assessment. Previously, we relied totally on what happened in the office, which is a very foreign environment and doesn't always give us the best information. Now that there is wearable technology that will monitor irregular heart rhythms, we can determine if your palpitations are just nuisance issues and you need to change the way you rest and use caffeine, or if it really is important and reflects a condition. And that can come from wearable tech now. There are applications that will attach to a smartphone, and we can literally get a full 12-lead ECG. In an ambulance, for someone who may be threatening to have a stroke, we can now use telemedicine precisely and video conference a neurologist in from 100 miles away who can make the diagnosis that, yes, that is a stroke, and therapy can start there in the ambulance on the way to the hospital and fundamentally reverse and reduce any consequences of a stroke. And those are just several quick examples of where digital technologies may disrupt in a favorable way healthcare for the good of the patients. That's pretty exciting.
What about hypertension, stress, the things that we create ourselves in our own reality? Never mind what we eat, but how we live is so important too, isn't it?
Correct. You have to realize that today, as you and I speak, 100 million people in this country have high blood pressure. Not at risk for it. They haven't. And if you are 50 years of age and older, you have a 90% chance of developing high blood pressure. So the important news is that don't fear it. Lifestyle changes can dramatically lower blood pressure. The new dictum, the new direction, is the first step is changing the lifestyle. That may be sufficient to lower blood pressure and change the risk.
So we have a lot of people that, again, seem kind of clueless because of the way they eat. You can tell by looking at them, they're not conscious. But they're just what you're doing is condemning yourself to a life of sickness, and it seems so neat. It's very expensive. So if you want some more information on this, go to nm.org/radio, nm.org/radio. Thank you, Dr. Clyde Yancey from Northwestern University.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.